The four of you can save New York. You can't even save yourselves.
Oh my god, 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 oh my god.
Holy shit.
I don't know what that noise just was from you, but that was exciting.
Yeah, right? That was something different. Like, that was just emotions.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
I don't even know where to start because.
This is a special late night super ladies. Shelby's already taken her night night meds.
I'm high.
Put her to sleep. We are here. I made her get back up. We've booted up our computers 5 times. And why are we here, Shelby?
We are here reasons, like awesome reasons, like which one do you want me to pick?
Well, this is the most exciting Thursday night ever.
What did you call it earlier? Sweet Christmas in July.
Yes, I came up with that this morning. So today was the first day of San Diego Comic-Con.
First day. It was the first
day. Oh my god, it was the best. Like... For the reference, Shelby and I are nowhere near San Diego.
No, we're like, as far away as you could possibly get on the other side of.
And I totally, like, there is a couch in San Diego I could be sleeping on tonight if I had, like, tickets and airfare and, you know. Anyways, today's the first day of San Diego Comic-Con, and so this is my first, like, Comic-Con where I have worked for the MCU Exchange, or worked. Reported for. We were getting prepared because they had this Netflix Marvel panel tonight and Luke Cage. I mean, like, the whole cast of Luke Cage was there. So we kind of pre-wrote some shit for the Luke Cage premiere. And one of the things, we were going to get a Luke Cage trailer. And so one of the guys there at the exchange had written, like, it's Christmas in July. And I was like, we're changing that headline. It needs to say Sweet Christmas in July.
Totally. It's
and so that's what all day it's been like, Sweet Christmas in July! Because we thought we were just going to get some cool Luke Cage shit.
Yeah, I know, right? And then I totally, like, wrote some stuff to, like, joke us off. Like, hello, you're totally going to announce Daredevil Season 3, aren't you? Well, actually, I said 3, 4, like, 5, and 6, but whatever.
Whatever,
because he was like, I gotta find Jeff Loeb. And I'm like, yeah, because you're gonna announce Daredevil Season 3.
Right?
And everybody's like, yeah, do it. And
Shelby.
Oh my god.
You totally talked him into it.
Well, I can't take credit because who was the one who told me that it was gonna be announced San Diego Comic Con? Who told me? I can admit I was.
No, but you told Joe. I mean, I told you.
Oh, that's true.
Joe.
I did do it. I told
Joe. Joe has the power. And so Shelby told Joe, and Joe gave us
Daredevil Season 3.
We're getting Daredevil Season 3, bitches! Oh, what was it? There was a nickname that they used. I've seriously watched Comic-Con coverage all day. I've had it just, like, stream into my TV. And there was, it was like Joey Q or something. Like somebody did some sort of nickname for Joe Quesada and it was awesome.
I did expect, like Luke Cage clips, teasers, maybe a little Iron Fist shout out.
Yeah, I thought maybe they would show, I mean, I thought it might be like Jessica Jones where they like showed the whole first episode because the
maybe
reporters,
like we were hoping like a Marvel schedule was going to come out, you know?
That was all I had hoped for was just like a Netflix Marvel schedule, which we still did not get.
No, we didn't. That's okay.
That's
all I need to know.
Well, what we did get 2 schedule confirmations. We got definitely Iron Fist coming in 2017. No surprise there.
Definitely the Defenders.
And we definitely got Defenders 2017 because that was at the end of the Defenders teaser. Oh my fucking God.
Oh, what? A Defenders teaser? Oh, what is happening? What is happening? Which, oh my God, I can't wait for New York. I can't wait for New York. We might get something a little even more special. Who knows? We might not, but we might.
Yes. Yes.
We might. So. Totally.
And that Defenders teaser, I mean, to come as you are, they gave us Nirvana Defenders teaser.
Like acapella Nirvana. Like just like Kurt Cobain.
I didn't even notice that. Well, there's some cymbal playing.
There's a little bit of music. Like when it first starts out, it's like it's almost just his voice. I don't know. I could just be like in a like dream state right now. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you could. Actually, Shelby, you might want to check with me when you wake up tomorrow morning.
Is this a dream? Is real life? I'm high on cold medicine all week.
Oh. Oh, that's right. Yeah, this Super Lazy podcast was delayed because Shelby had the plague.
I had the funk, man.
We were planning on, like, podcasting with a friend of ours, and we were going to talk about Incognito, and fuck all that, Defenders!
First of all, no, can we first of all, John Bernthal, like, blew everything up.
Yeah.
John Bernthal, like, shows up. What?
Bang.
What?
He just, like, showed up. So evidently, I mean, we weren't there and it wasn't like it was televised. You just, like, have to follow, like, all the 5 million people reporting what was going on. So supposedly, like, Jeff Loeb got up there and was like, we need some security up in here. And John Bernthal stepped out.
Oh, and when he shows up, I'm thinking, oh, well, that might have been what Joe wanted to tell Jeff. Like, John's here. We're just going to throw this little thing in.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. I'm like, the panel's going on. It's getting longer. They're taking group pictures. Oh my gosh. Is this all we're going to get? And then, yay, Daredevil season 3.
And they threw that out pretty quickly. Did they do that? Yeah. Did they do that? No, they did that after the Luke Cage stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the Luke Cage stuff was relatively boring because they did interviews.
That's just the way I was sort of reading it on Twitter.
I think it like all happened right at once at the end. So yeah, like
bam,
the,
bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, there was, so John Bernthal came out and was just there for a little bit.
He just rocked the place. He just came out and was just John Bernthal.
Then they said something about Rosario Dawson being available because she was filming in New York.
Another Marvel show or something.
Yeah, and she has come out and sort of confirmed. I mean, I think I just saw on Twitter her confirming or something that she was. So that was pretty much confirmation that Claire is going to be in Iron Fist.
Claire's the shit. So Claire's the glue that holds everything together.
Yeah. So they confirmed that. And then they did the Luke Cage stuff, which is the Luke Cage cast and showrunner. They've all been doing interviews all day, so they really didn't say anything unusual. You know, nothing new came in. I mean, the videos, evidently the people there got to see like a shit ton of videos.
Right. Cause I think, the first one they showed was like all the shows, or it was just Daredevil, the little teaser thing, you know, the little reel. Yeah, the sizzle. Yeah. Sizzle
and reel. I'll post a link to all the stuff that's available. I mean, cause there's a lot of stuff that they show at the Comic-Con that isn't available publicly, but that sizzle reel is out. I'll post that in the show notes. And then they showed a bunch of clips from Luke Cage that I haven't seen floating around yet. That doesn't mean somebody didn't record it with their cell phone and going to upload it later. Never at the played. Risk of the Marvel snipers. If you're going to risk and snipe a Marvel and post it, I'll happily watch it. So if any of that comes out, I'll throw it in the show notes, but they did several clips and evidently there was one that was like real steamy with Luke kissing Misty.
And
Misty Knight.
Misty? In like, on like the coldest day of the year or some shit?
Yeah.
Like it was cold.
And
something.
Then the greatest part of that was immediately after they shared that had happened, you know, after they shared that video, the Jessica Jones account made some snarky tweet about it being the rebound.
Yes.
And that
another clue. The accounts were going back and forth.
Yeah, the accounts are still going back and forth. There's just shit going down between the Defenders accounts. Like, I just want somebody to create a stick account that smacks them up all upside the head.
Oh, it's the best. It's the freaking best.
I wonder
it's
if there's a Twitter account out there, like, for the hand.
Just I don't know. Like,
shut the fuck up! No.
The black sky.
Black sky. As soon as we're done with this, I'm going to go see what Twitter handles are available.
The chase.
Black sky.
The fucking war, man.
Yeah. And then, I mean, so, and then they announced Daredevil season 3. And it was like, oh, okay, so that's like the big news at the end.
Yeah,
and
you're like, that's the big news. We're not even going to get any Iron Fist. That's okay. Yeah, I really didn't expect too much, but okay, whatever. And then, boom! We got Iron Fist.
We got little baby Iron Fist, like all talking to people from New York. He was still in New York because he got some filming to do.
Oh, we got Iron Fist.
Some baby Iron Fist. And then they gave us an Iron Fist teaser.
Oh,
I'm punching through a wall in a hospital and
two words. Hello, Danny.
Oh, hello, Danny. And then Shelby and I ran around screaming for 3 hours.
Right. Oh my God. I'm so fucked up right now. Like, I'm just, I expected some, not all. And they gave us all.
They didn't give me my schedule, so they gave us like 98%.
Yeah, like, yeah, a strong 98%. Strong 98%.
98.2.
Yeah, yeah. Good job. Good job.
So, anyways, I mean, we can blog about this. I mean, we can talk about this more later. We're actually, you and I are doing a special podcast for the MCU Exchange on Sunday.
Shit.
Where we round up all of the Comic-Con news, because there's still, I mean, this is just Thursday.
Right. We haven't even talked about for a second how awesome the Luke Cage trailer, teaser trailer, whatever you want to call it, was.
There is a lot. I mean, like, I've barely watched the Luke Cage stuff at this point. I've been, as like my first foray of helping with the news coverage, there were like four of us covering the news on just that 1 hour damn panel.
And it was like the Punisher going at it, like, bam, 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 bam. Here's
more. I mean, it was just posting an article, like, gotta get this out to people. And as soon as we were done with one thing, there was another thing. And I mean, I accidentally like posted something spelling Finn Jones' name wrong. and then I was able to quickly change it.
Like
the Daredevil season 3, but yeah, don't go back and read any of my articles too closely, like tonight.
No.
I go through and edit them first thing tomorrow morning and all that shit.
It's just awesome. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. So much fun. Goodness. I just wish they would have said maybe more like when the Punisher's coming. I don't know.
Did they say 2017? I want to think there was something associated with that said 2017. No?
I don't know if they said anything tonight about it at all.
I think somebody said something 2017. I think somewhere deep in all of the tweets and stuff, like somebody reporting from San Diego said there was something about 2017.
Well, maybe that'll come. Maybe that will get confirmed one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll like trickle out as everybody combs through all of the information.
All the info, all the shit, all goodness.
Now you
don't have to reassure me anymore. You don't have to say, Shelby, yes, Daredevil season 3 is coming.
Shelby, Daredevil season 3 is coming.
Oh God, I know it. Oh, you don't understand. Well, I'm just happy now because, you know, I had already written it, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you get a call from like Marco that we don't know
about?
I have
not yet. He's
busy with the Defenders.
There's time for that.
Yeah.
There's time for that. I want him to concentrate fully on the Defenders. And yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Defenders. Yeah. They feel like a real thing now. It feels real.
Oh my God, they are a real thing. And that, I mean, the one thing I have watched the Defenders teaser like 5 million times.
Well, I would, but my internet only allowed me to watch it once, and it took like 5 minutes to watch it one time. So.
It, But the very cool thing about it is that at the very end, like, so they're peeling back the defenders, and it forms a hand.
Right? And, like, the logo is all the letters from all the...
Yeah, this is from all the shows, titles. And it forms a hand. So they're pretty much saying that the hand is the enemy of the defenders.
Yeah, and it's and Stick's saying what? Stick's saying something about protect. He says something. There's a Stick voiceover.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
New York.
You think the four of you can defend New York?
You can't even save yourselves.
You can't even save yourselves.
Ah. Yeah, I don't feel like this is so much of a podcast as it is just like squealing and noises and.
Well, like, that's why we're doing this one, and then on Sunday we'll do our serious one for the actual news site.
It's just like emotions. This is a sound my emotions make. This is what happiness sounds like. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm happy. All these people work so hard on these shows and they are so good and they're so good at what they do. And it's just so rewarding, not only as, you know, fans, but to see them get rewarded for their hard work. It's just so awesome all the way around. Oh my God.
And I mean, I'm excited that Charlie definitely is going to have more income to make up for all that money he lost by doing Incognito.
Bless it. Bless it. You know, and it's good for the city of New York. Yay, New York.
Right.
You know, it's a big deal. I hope these shows go on for a while. So
I do too. That's the big thing about Daredevil season 3 is it says to me that Netflix isn't, I mean, because that was the original deal was to get them to the Defenders.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So awesome. Having a season 3 means they're going beyond the Defenders, which means, well, and I mean, like the Punisher was already outside of that original order, right. But
yeah.
This really, really confirms to me that this is something that Netflix may have to stay. And, you know, Netflix has been doing a lot of those. Yeah, we're confirming 2 more last seasons. So yeah. To me, 1 more season of Daredevil means that we're far more likely to get like 5 more after that.
Yeah. Like I said, I already written 3. So, I mean, we're good. We're good. There's plenty there. We're good. We're fucking good. And, you know, you just hope eventually you get Heroes for Hire and shit like that. So, you know, oh my God. But yeah, let's just focus on tonight and yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight is fantastic. It's so exciting. I just had to talk to you. I know you're working.
Well, we wanted to talk before. We were sort of going to talk before and now I'm glad we waited.
I am too.
Because like I said, I didn't even know if I was going to follow along. But then Ryan was doing such a good job.
Ryan did fantastic. So like I was following, I had the Marvel live blog because they had a live blog from Luke Cage and I sent that to you at the last minute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had that and then Ryan was like, and I'll be tweeting. And the live blog was horrible. Like I would see stuff from Ryan and then like a few minutes later see it come up on the live blog.
Yeah, that's all I was doing was I didn't even try to follow the live blog. I just followed Ryan and he made me feel like I was there. Yay,
yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah. Yay, Ryan. And, the Ryan guy we're talking about is Agent M on Twitter. He's, like the Marvel digital accounts director. He does all of the like Twitter feeds and he's responsible for all their online content and stuff, I believe. And he is just a very cool, accessible Marvel person online.
Awesome.
You know, he might have been the one that helped relay to Joe that we needed Daredevil season 3.
Probably.
It probably had a little bit. Yeah, we.
I mean, it did get like, let me, like a few retweets, like, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm going with. Ryan just passed that along.
Yeah, he probably saw, he saw that you were tweeting at Joe and was like, you know, we've strung these chicks out long enough.
let's just go ahead and do it. Let's just do it. Let me see. Yeah, let's just see. Yeah, well, no, it didn't get, no, I'm sorry. It got some favorites. It didn't get any retweets. So there you go. Or maybe one retweet. Oh. But that might have been the one retweet.
Oh, yes. God. Yes.
Kidding, folks. Kidding.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hope nobody thinks we're serious. Like, ever. Please.
It might be, like, that one person who retweeted might think I'm serious, so.
Like, we are very serious about how much we enjoy this stuff and all the positive stuff, but even Marvel blogger guy that did the live blog, like, yeah. It was pretty good. I would have never known what I was missing.
If
I hadn't gone out and searched other stuff. I love that they share it with us in general. Yeah, I really... Well, I feel like we were in San Diego tonight. I mean, there was anxiety. Yes. There was excitement.
Yes. Yeah, we were messaging back and forth like, oh, my God, I can't stand it. Yeah. Oh, my God, I need more. Oh, my God, this is too much.
Yeah. And it wasn't just us. I mean, there were other people that anxious that weren't there. It was a really exciting night.
I love Marvel, too, because they don't really jerk you around. They're going to put it out there. I mean, yes, they're going to give people some exclusives at San Diego, but they're going to put it out there. That's what they're there for. They want people to see this stuff. It's not all like, we're going to do this and jerk you around about it. No, here it is. Now fucking go crazy.
But like last year, Joe Quesada at the Cup of Joe showed the whole,
oh, right.
Like the filming of the hallway fight scene, and we never got that.
And the alternate endings. I know, but yeah. I keep thinking they probably thought there was going to be a DVD sooner or something.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I'm hoping it's on the DVD because, I mean, in case anybody doesn't know yet, supposedly, like in the UK.
I know what. Hold on. I will just tweet Joe and tell him.
Tweet Joe and tell him that we need.
since he's answering my request tonight.
He's let me all see up on your shit tonight. He's like, yay. Shelby says this, I'm going to give it to her.
Oh my God. But yeah, but that's what I love about Marvel. They want us to have it. I mean, they can, now don't get me wrong. They control what they want us to see and how we see it, but they want us to have it. That's fandom. Yeah. This is best night. Best fucking night. Best night.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I am psychic. Oh shit. Do you know what I put on my Twitter this week? My regular Twitter, not the fan page Twitter.
What?
I put on my Twitter this week, like, just think, this time next year, Daredevil season 3 could be filming. See, I already knew this was going to happen. I fucking knew it and didn't even know I knew it, but I knew it the whole time. Shit. Fuck yeah.
I'm taking care of Tucker, my friend's dog, tonight, and I just freaked him out. He's very freaked out.
It's scary. It's a little scary,
he's
Tucker.
Like, why are you gasping? Why are we even still up?
Well, we sound like we're having like asthma attack.
Yeah, he's very concerned. He's very concerned.
But I am fucking excited for all of it because I did hear there was something today too that Joe was supposed to be talking about a new Marvel show.
Yeah, that's so at his Cup of Joe panel, which is I have no idea when, but I'll be.
Yeah, I don't think it's happened yet, has it?
No. It's later this weekend. He is going to be showing something from a previously unannounced live action Marvel show.
Huh.
So, I mean, obviously, if you're listening to us talk and it's already like next week sometime, you know what it is, but right now, it's really. So there's several, well, and the previously unannounced, it could still be Cloak and Dagger. So Cloak and Dagger is the one that's confirmed.
I did think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cloak and Dagger is the one that's confirmed, but they haven't released anything about it. I think that's the one that they haven't even released a showrunner because, Nicole from the MCU Exchange and I, we were joking about, or not joking. We were proposing that they bring the two of us in to show run.
Yes, right.
Because, I mean, I haven't read.
Hold on. I will tell Joe that too as well. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell him this part. I haven't read any Cloak and Dagger yet, but from the Wikipedia synopsis that I found, it looks interesting. I'm really excited about it.
It's funny that you're talking about Cloak and Dagger today, because I went to leave work and my friend's little boy was waiting in the truck, and he called me over because he likes to collect pop vinyls, and he was telling me that he's like, I'm almost caught up with you. I've got 11 pop vinyls now. And he went on this little rant about Cloak and Dagger, how Cloak and Dagger needed pop vinyls. He is a huge Cloak and Dagger fan. Yes. Aww. Yes. Yes. He was like, you haven't read any Cloak and Dagger yet, have you? And I was like, no. And he was like, oh. Like, no. So, yeah. Yeah. So we got to get on that.
Yeah. I need to, I mean, it's on our list. If it's not already on your reading list that you sent me that I still haven't posted, I'll...
No, it's not yet. Maybe I should ask Alex next time I see him, hey, where's a good place to start? Yeah. Cause he's a fucking Cloak and Dagger fan. So
that's awesome. Maybe, maybe he should come on a podcast and explain to us.
He totally could.
Yeah, so it could be Cloak and Dagger. It could be damage control.
Right.
Just sort of disappeared. They never officially canceled it.
Or picked it up or ordered it to a pilot or anything, right?
Yeah, and the thing is that DC is doing the Powerless series. Mm-hmm. So they thought maybe they were waiting to see how that turns out. And then it was going to, they were going to... do damage control because they could be kind of similar.
Oh, speaking of DC, just for a moment, can we give a shout out to our friend Jenna? Jenna, yes. Tonight, Jenna got to meet Grant and Steven, Flash and Arrow tonight. Yay.
She is our idol.
She's at San Diego Comic Con. Well, she's at Conan tonight, and at San Diego Comic Con.
Well, I mean, this isn't her first time. Is her second, as far as I knew. Yeah. And she knows how to work these events, and she will work it. And she got to meet the DC boys.
Oh, my DC boys.
That's what I was so shocked because she posted on Twitter this picture with Grant. And I'm like, there's nobody around. Like, you can see one security guy in the background, but he's not tackling them.
No, he's got photo bombing in the background.
And I'm like, did you just find an empty area with a superhero? I mean, I understand. Totally expect that you will find superheroes
at Comic-Con.
At Comic-Con. Like, that was not surprising. I mean, a picture with Grant, but it wasn't in front of, it wasn't if you go to the places where you go to take pictures with these people, they're standing in front of banners or, it's a set up photo area. This was just like an outside open, like a trailer in the background. And I'm like, did you just go stalking instead of going to Comic-Con? And yes, she had. Yeah. So, love you, Jenna. You are our idol.
Right? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then the picture with Steven was just like, oh, because I love me some Steven. Oh. That was fun. That was good. I was happy for her. I'm happy anytime anybody gets to
I am happy for all the people at Comic-Con. I am so happy for you.
Yes.
But oh I have God. To say, halfway through that Luke Cage panel, I really had to pee, and I was able to get up and go pee, and I didn't miss anything majorly, and I didn't have to climb over people. And
that's true. That's true. You can do that.
That was pretty nice, too.
Yeah. I'm excited. All the things, all the little snippets, all the little quotes we were getting. I think what excites me is I'm such a music fan, and to hear that music's going to play such a big part in Luke Cage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you grab that playlist? Because they practically gave you a playlist.
No. Well, yes. Oh. You're talking about I didn't grab it, but you're talking about what the songs Ryan was tweeting. Yeah.
The Wu-Tangification of the MCU. Was that what he said?
Something like that.
The Wu-Tangification.
I'm ready to be Wu-Tangified.
That's a pretty big word.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready. That teaser trailer looks, I mean, first of all, Mike Coulter looks badass anyway, but then you pair it with the music and just to fucking ripping the car door off and, oh, if you weren't excited before, you're like, what the fuck? I mean,
It's possible I haven't watched it yet. I don't know. I think I've watched it.
Oh my god. You have to have watched it.
I think I've watched it. I don't know.
He does the come at me. Like, come on, come at me.
You know, oh, I don't think I have yet. I think I've watched the Defenders sizzle. I mean, I've watched the sizzle reel and I've watched the Defenders thing.
I only watched it once. I only watched it once because it took me again. Whatever it was, a 90-second teaser took me 4 minutes to watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And,
it's so good.
Oh my god. And I've thrown the Defenders one up on my TV and it's just like blaring. I am so glad that I had the house to myself tonight.
Yes.
Cause.
It all worked out. It was a good night.
It was a good night.
It's a good night. I already read a Daredevil comic. So I was just sitting here about to go to bed. Like, I was like, well, I'll follow along a little bit. Okay.
You're all right. Taking your sleepy pills.
I take my sleepy pills. And then when John Bernthal showed up, I was like, it's on and popping now. It's freaking, like, let's do this shit.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Then I was like, Are we done now? Is our excitement like?
I think I'm tired. Aren't you tired? You took sleeping pills.
Listen, you know that I can stay up and talk about this shit all night.
I talked you into getting up and talking about it, and now I'm like, okay, we're done. Now
you're ready. Now you're ready to go to bed. This is how it works, people. This is how it works. Now she gets me all worked up. She's gonna leave me with blue balls.
I'm not gonna leave you with blue balls. Where were you going? What were you gonna do?
Huh?
What would you like to talk about? We can stay. I'll stay up and talk. I don't have to be at work tomorrow.
I do, but whatever. No, and Marvel's giving me blue balls because where's my Daredevil number 9? Comic, okay, Marvel, where is it? I like have to wait for it in the mail. Where the fuck is my Daredevil number 9? Speaking of blue balls, but whatever.
Yeah, because I don't even. I mean, like I read it and I remember telling you that you would like it or not like it. I don't even remember which.
You said there was one page or some shit that I was gonna like because okay, there's some spot and shit that's like going on. But I guess
I tried to send you my digital code so that you could read it digitally while you wait for your paper copy. And when I pulled the digital code off, it just like pulled it all off and we couldn't decipher it.
Right. Yeah, Marvel, look here. Pause for a second for all the greatness that you've done. You need to work on that shit.
Yeah.
It's gotten pretty bad when you peel the things off. The code is damn near unreadable. Okay. Fix that shit. My only gripe for tonight with Marvel.
So Shelby hasn't been able to read Daredevil 9.
No. But that's okay. Then I'll be closer to Daredevil 10. Which apparently might be the issue where we find out what the fuck. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Now I'm remembering what about issue 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I may or may not have been spoiled. No, not really. I didn't. I know sort of happens, but I'm not going to spoil anybody else who hasn't read it because I haven't read it, so there.
And this isn't about reading the comics. This is about geeking out over the stuff at San Diego Comic-Con that was at that panel tonight. So we're not going to try and make y'all read comics anyways, except for maybe Cloak and Dagger, if that whatever Quesada is going to throw at us.
Cloak and Dagger?
I will.
Or just something brand new, like what if it's like... Let me think.
There's been a lot of speculation on Ghost Rider. So, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they think that the advertisements, that Fiery Chain, instead of being the Hellfire character that was in the last season, the guy that could like throw fire and stuff, some people are saying that those actually are, that they're bringing Ghost Rider into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And that's a character I don't know much about, but, And there's been some other speculation to kind of back it up, but.
I just know, Nicolas Cage was Ghost Rider, that's all I know.
Yeah, and it's nothing. I mean, from the descriptions I've heard, it's nothing like Nicolas Cage.
Because it's been rumored for a while that was supposed to be a Netflix series, so.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, like, originally it couldn't be an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because there's been rumors that Ghost Rider was going to get its own series. So it's possible. I mean, maybe Ghost Rider is getting its own series and they've been filming it. And that's what it could be, a completely new series that right. There hasn't even
what
been.
What if he comes up tomorrow and he says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you they're doing Heroes for Hire in 2018.
But he says he has footage. I think it's some. He said something about.
Oh, he's got footage too. Oh, well,
of a live action show.
What if it's just footage of like Mike Coulter and Finn Jones?
No, because it's like, a previously unannounced. Or
but this is not unannounced. Heroes for Hire is not announced. Go with me. Just let me have my dream.
Yeah, that sounds totally possible.
I want this Heroes for Hire. God damn it.
Well, I mean, I think they're heading towards Heroes for Hire.
I know. I know.
And when we're discussing comic books, I'm almost catching up with you on the power fisting.
Oh my God.
I'm almost caught up.
My God, so good. I know we're not talking about comics, but people, if you're not reading Power Man and Iron Fist.
I did see the writer of Power Man and Iron Fist was at Comic-Con. They interviewed him on the Marvel live stream.
If you're not reading that is seriously like the most fun you could be having. It's so good. It's so good. What else was I going to say? Oh shit. When's the Doctor Strange stuff supposed to happen?
I think that's on Saturday.
Okay, because that's when I'm really going to lose my panties and shit.
Yeah, well, and that's what I mean. Like, they're not even. It's Doctor Strange.
And the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. When does Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know. I honestly, today I was all set up because I thought the Luke Cage panel started at 9:30 a.m. Pacific. So at like 1:30, I seriously was sitting here on my computer. I was like all prepped up. I had everything and like. I was like, dude, where do I find this? Like, where?
You didn't see my tweet this morning about why is this motherfucking shit got to go on West Coast time? Like, why?
Well, and but like 9:30 is not even like a West Coast translation thing. It was just like, I made up times in my head.
You thought 9:30. I thought, for whatever reason, it was 1:30, but 1:30 Pacific. So I'm like, oh, okay, we'll know around. I mean, I'll be home from work probably by the time, 4:30, 5 o'clock, shit'll go down and
then maybe you
whatever.
Were the one that got me messed up because I had in my head that I needed to be ready at 1:30.
I don't know where I got the 1:30 unless they changed something. If we both had, I don't know. Maybe we're both.
Maybe they did. Maybe. That shit.
I did. I really thought it was earlier.
So I haven't looked at tomorrow's schedule.
Tomorrow is, pause for just a second with the Marvel stuff. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. The Walking Dead Season 7 trailer will be released.
Ooh.
Yes. Eeny, meeny, miny, fucking mo. Yes. Uh-huh. So there's that tomorrow. The Walking Dead trailer, which...
which will involve glitter bombs.
Oh, my God. That was the best fucking... I love... I'm not a huge... like Norman Reedus fangirl, like he has some crazy fucking fangirls, but I owe Norman Reedus big time for giving me that video. That's one of the best presents I've ever gotten in my whole life. For people who don't know, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure everybody's seen it because everybody follows Norman Reedus. He glitter bombed Andrew Lincoln's car. He put glitter in his air vents. So when poor sweaty Andrew Lincoln got in his car, went to fire up the air conditioning because they're filming in Georgia, people. God bless them. Glitter everywhere.
And it's just such a regular everyday. It just looks like this dad sitting in the front seat of his Ford.
Ford in his shorts.
Like, in his shorts. And he's just like giving the stink eye and he's just like, how much did
you
put
in there? Yeah,
he
totally gives like the Rick Grimes like face. Like, yeah, how much did you fucking put in there, dude?
And it was the Rick Grimes accent too. Like, there wasn't
And Norman is just laughing and Norman goes, a lot. Have fun driving home in the heat.
I watched that one. Yeah, I watched that one over and over.
Because poor Andrew's like, I'm so hot. I'm sweating. I'm so hot.
He said something like that. Like,
you can't fake that shit, people. I live here. I live here. These fuckers have been filming in 100+ degree weather. It is no joke. And all you want is your AC and out comes glitter.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't care. I would just, I mean, cause I've lived in Southern Louisiana. I'm like, I wouldn't care. I would just be like, I'm glistening even more.
Right. Because people who don't live, who have never lived in like the humidity don't realize that that shit's just going to stick to you.
Like hobbies in the South, sweating like, profusely. He's probably, you just can't avoid it.
He's probably still picking glitter like out of his hair right now in his face and his body. And
it's the herpes of the craft world.
Oh, it was perfect. So I love you, Norman Reedus. I love you.
Yeah, that was great.
But be prepared. Paybacks are a bitch. So I don't know what Andy's got planned, but yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I do love me some Normandy. Okay.
Okay. So Walking Dead season 7 trailer drops. So we'll be sure to talk about that.
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to think what else big shit that's I'm looking forward to.
Well, so there's the Marvel movie panel. I don't know what it's called. I should just pull up the fucking schedule, but
I think there's some Black Panther.
It's expected to be heavy, Doctor Strange. It's expected to be super, super heavy.
Yesterday, me and my friends, we went to the movies, and when you walk in our little tiny, teeny movie theater, they have a little TV up there that's playing like previews, and we walk in, and I hear the Doctor Strange fucking teaser playing like the music. Me and Brittany stopped dead in our fucking tracks right there to watch this teaser that I have watched 100 times, probably. It still makes me stop in my, So yes, I'm ready for a full fucking trailer for Doctor Strange. It's gotta happen.
Yeah.
It's got to.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's gonna happen. I think we're gonna see far more. I think the Doctor Strange stuff is definitely coming. I think, well, there was rumors.
Black Panther? There's some Black Panther stuff happening too?
What was it? I don't even remember all the rumors at this point. Well, at one point, somebody said that the Spider-Man cast was on a flight to San Diego.
Oh.
And somebody from the Spider-Man cast has said, no, I'm not there.
Oh.
So there might be, but I mean, they're in the middle of filming.
Yeah, right.
So that would be, but who knows? I mean, Holland.
We're supposed to get some big, like, Guardian shit, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's going to be Guardian shit. Yeah. Yeah. Guardian shit.
Star-Lord. Yes.
And there's going to be, God, what else? What else are they?
If anybody out there loves me, and I really have fans like clear across the world. Somebody buy me the Doctor Strange pop. Hey, Doctor Strange. San Diego Comic Con pop. Anybody
oh God, they said
me?
That one was probably going to go out like in the first half hour of each day.
I would have. Yeah. Hot Topic did have a few like not Doctor Strange, but they did have a few that they released today. They had like the Malcolm Merlyn one, the White Deadpool, maybe a Star Wars one, the iZombie one, which I got because fucking I love iZombie, but.
If
somebody
loves me, they can
want?
Get me that Daredevil.
Oh God! Oh yeah, no, I yes. If somebody like really like, that would be like some fatal attraction kind of love, though. I don't know if I want anybody to love me that much. That would be some scary shit.
True.
But that Daredevil toy, and I forget who makes it. I'm sorry, I forget.
I don't know.
But you guys, y'all will know which one we're talking about. Y'all will know.
It is a 1/6 scale replica of Charlie Cox in the red suit.
There were pictures coming out of it, not at the con, like they just released pictures and people were going, is that a picture of the toy or is that from the show? It's that good.
It looked like a poster. And then a Man Without Fear tweeted at some point a picture of the black costume, a version of the black costume. And I haven't seen that. At the con or something. I don't know if it's coming later or what.
But. I don't know how much this toy is, but I think it's a little like in the hundreds of dollars. So I don't know if I know anybody quite like that to get that for me, but I thought you were going to say the Luke Cage poster, the Joe Quesada Luke Cage poster.
Oh, the Luke Cage poster, yes.
That's what I thought. What do you think we might get some Defenders posters?
No.
At New York.
I bet we will in New York. They'll have Defenders.
Or Iron Fist poster. We act like October is like 8 months away.
Oh my god.
So exciting. But yeah, we're going to get some Doctor Strange news, some Guardians news, some probably Black Panther news.
Yeah, there's going to be all kinds. There's a lot of news left to come this weekend.
But there'll be some Preacher stuff to talk about, I'm sure.
Not caught up on Preacher.
It's okay.
Went places.
Huh?
I hear it went places or something.
I had a friend who caught up on it, and he binged like the last few, and he liked it better binging it. So maybe it's a show better binged. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm gonna finish it out and see. I'm on Preacher like book 4 now. So. There's gonna be some Preacher shit that goes on. There'll be the, I don't know when the CW will do their panels, their Flash and, Legends and, Arrow, Supergirl stuff. That'll be fun to talk about. You need to be watching that. You need to get on that.
You're watching Supergirl now? Wait, I gotta watch Supergirl.
No, but CW will air. They are, I think, starting August 1st, they're gonna air season 1.
Yeah.
Of Supergirl, which sucks for me because, listen here, Dish and CW, they still don't have their shit together. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't even, like, my roommate's moving out, like, in 2 weeks, and she pays for the cable bill.
Yeah.
And I haven't even, like, started researching or calling somebody to set stuff up. I might just, yeah.
Well, you're fine right now. There's nothing you need to do, like, right now.
Talk about procrastination. I don't know.
In our regular podcast, there's some things I've got wrote down that we can talk about.
That's right. You had notes for our regular podcast.
I have notes.
Say we step away for now and just go in our excitement. I need to evidently look at the Luke Cage trailer. I need to run around in circles and scream a little bit more.
I might need to sleep, but now I'm hungry. God, I'm really fucking
too.
Hungry. You know what'd be good? A fucking bagel with cream cheese.
I have cream cheese and no bagel.
Probably me too. I have cream cheese and no bagel, or possibly no cream cheese and no bagel.
I have toast.
Fuck my life right now. But oh well, guess what? It's all good because Daredevil season 3 is coming. Daredevil season 3 is coming. Oh wait,